An urgent plea to energy producers. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Ukraine's president is calling on countries that produce oil and gas to increase their output so Russia can't use its energy wealth to blackmail other nations. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke by video link to an international conference in Doha hours before President Biden is expected to give a major speech in Poland.
That will speak to the stakes of this moment, the urgency of the challenge that lies ahead, what the conflict in Ukraine means for the world.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. On the ground in Ukraine, more evacuations are planned. The country's deputy prime minister says 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed to. A police officer has been killed in Washington state. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says Officer Dan Rocha was shot yesterday during an altercation with a suspect in a Starbucks parking lot. The suspect was arrested a short time later. Gunfire sent shoppers running in Illinois. Police say at least two people were shot, one of them fatally, at the fashion outlets of Chicago.
There was not an active shooter here at the mall. It was an isolated incident that took place where the offenders have left the area.
Rosemont Police Sergeant Joe Balo, the suspects are being sought. Suspects are also on the run in Maryland. Police in Hyattsville say a man was fatally shot at the mall at Prince George's. The Peacocks pull off another win during the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
This miracle run continues for St. Peter's.
Courtesy CBS and the NCAA, the victory over Purdue 67-64 put St. Peter's in the Elite Eight, the first time a number 15 seed has done that. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal jury has ruled in favor of civil rights activists who sued the Denver Police Department over what they called indiscriminate force used against protesters following the death of George Floyd. The jury awarded the group $14 million. The city admitted mistakes were made, but also pointed to the unprecedented size of the demonstrations and the amount of violence and destruction that took place. The Supreme Court has ruled against nearly three dozen U.S. sailors who have refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The Supreme Court said while a lawsuit brought by 35 sailors who refused on religious grounds to comply with a COVID-19 vaccine mandate plays out, the Navy may consider their vaccination status when it comes to making deployment decisions. The group that sued included mostly Navy SEALs. Last year, the Secretary of Defense made COVID vaccinations mandatory for service members. At issue was whether the Navy has the discretion to limit deployment of unvaccinated people. A lower court had granted an injunction to block the Pentagon from enforcing its vaccination policy. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Just how worried should Americans be about the latest variant of COVID-19?
It's got a transmission advantage over BA1, which is the classic original Omicron.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the nation's top infectious disease expert. According to the latest Fox News poll, the vast majority of people surveyed believe the pandemic is at least somewhat under control. At the same time, three quarters of respondents expect another major wave in the U.S. within the next year. Musicians are reacting to the death of Foo Fighter Taylor Hawkins. On Twitter, Ozzy Osbourne called him a great person. Ringo Starr sent the band peace and love. Hawkins was 50. A cause of death is unknown. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.